This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Hart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, The Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this glorious, it's a beautiful Friday afternoon, Friday, November 10th, we're getting into the thick of it. We are getting into the thick of it closer and closer. We continue to get not only to Thanksgiving, but to the season that continues to be able to give on, to keep on giving. Talk to me. It's a beautiful time to be in the land of the living. And I want to say good afternoon to all you folks out there who are listening in, who's tuned in. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Patty's daughter has a WSC Water and Sewage Corporation contract. The Water and Sewage Chairman testifies in Adrian Gibson's trial. And prosecution outlines case in opening statement. The Deputy Prime Minister renews the PLP pledges and lines not offended by lack of support from Prime Minister. BPL, no late fees on the table. This information that's coming in. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper and stay abreast. You ain't got to stay one step behind. You ain't got to. Well, what happened in the news last week? Stay abreast with what's going on. Invest yourself $1 a day just to be able to keep this information ingested and know where you are in the local conversation as it relates to the happenings around town. Pick up your Guardian newspaper. I'm so happy to be with you guys today. Make sure you go down to my good, good, decent friend over at AFS Agents and Brokers right there on Blue Hill Road South and get yourself prepared. You know, this is a time to get your car insured. It's still kind of early in the month. You was kind of waiting to squeeze that check. Today is Friday. Hopefully you get paid today or yesterday and you want to be able to do something. Trust me, you can take that check and go over there at AFS Agents and Brokers and get your car insured. Trust me, you can be able to do that and get yourself prepared to be decent on the road. Operation Secure City is in full effect. I feel like I got to tell you guys that every single day for you to understand exactly what's going on. Well, I am grateful to be here and with no further delay, because delay is definitely not denying. With no further delay, we're going to get into the conversation for today. I know you guys want to talk about a great deal of things, but I want to be able to say to you that I've seen something, a plot twist.
I'm
I just want to be very clear with you. There's a plot twist that's afoot. Yesterday, we had an in-depth conversation about, right? I feel like that was the proper, sound effect to give you the plot twist. Let's try it again. Plot twist. Oh my God. I think this is the time that we exclaim exactly what's happening. As you know, there has been tons and tons of people that came in from all the family of islands and wherever they were throughout the entire region, or maybe even throughout the world. I don't know where these people come from. But thousands of people descended upon Bahama yesterday with the introduction of the first night for the Progressive Liberal Party's convention. It was truly an exciting time. And I watched it. I feel like somebody sent it directly to my phone. So you can say, shut up, Howard. Shut the hell up. Now look at this, right? So I did that. Right? So I watch it. I tell you all, I don't have this kind of shame, you know. I ain't got this kind of shame. I don't kind of wear this oracle on my shoulder. You don't see me walking around with a band on my head to say that I'm Rambo. I know the answers. No, I ain't got no kind of shame. Things just change every day. And it was a plot twist. The plot twist happened not last night, but today. Last night, with the introduction of Robin Lyons, they sent me 1 minute and 18 seconds of a celebratory event for Robin Lyons. They clapping. Robin! They clap for Robin, right? So I say, boy, look at that. Bohemian people is dangerous people, right? I say, these people dangerous, boy. They'll clap your guts out and say, well, baby, you know, next time for you, and don't vote for you, right? So I'm watching the thing, right? And I said, well, this is a lot. And then they introduce Fred. Now, I think we could count on one hand the times that we've seen Fred give like a big smile, right? In the public. Like, he's always been kind of stoic and always had a very serious face to be able to approach these particular things. Last night, he smiled. It was an introduction. But the crowd, the roars that Robin Lyon actually felt kind of subsided when Fred got up. And I'm sure that I looked through the crowd and somebody flipped him a bird. I said, this is a lot. What is going on in here, right? So I'm looking at this. And so I hit up my the Facebook miscreants, right? Those persons who was being everybody. I mean, outside of CA. Obviously, you know, CA is one of these people, right? But I hit up some people and I ask him. I say, listen, what's going on? I know you at the convention. What's going on the ground? It seems like Robin is picking up significant steam. Text me back and say, Howard, Fred will win. That is all. Right? So I say, you sure? Howard, Fred will win. That is all. Full stop. Send it back to me. So I say, okay. I'm not going to fight these people. And then I come this morning. Our news does a very small story. Right? Just before I get in the studio. I come this morning to see Robin Lyons. Watch me. Walking into the convention space with chairs behind her, almost lifting her up as she carries this smile and sense of pride and this self-assured position, accompanied by those that support her, rallying, cheering, and on her left hand, clasped to her as she continues to be able to make those quick steps as quick as she possibly can for her age, is none other than Dame Margaret Pinlin. Plot twist. Do we get the plot twist? You gotta give me plot twist. This is the plot twist. Plot twist. I just want to let you know that this is too much for me. This is too much for me. So I'm watching this. And then I my mind travels instantly. It feels like a movie, right? You know, those movies is give you the transition to the last scene. My mind travels instantly in movie style. Back to the graveyard. Back to the graveyard with Dame Margaret Pinlin and Fred Mitchell. As she tells Fred, she can't take this anymore. This is heavy. This is heavy. I left the show yesterday saying to myself, and I got a couple calls. Some people say, how would I agree with you? How would I don't agree with you? Right? No problem. I'm going to fight you on. That's what makes for good conversation.
I don't need you to agree with me. I ain't trying to convince you. This is what I see. And I remain committed. I'm going to say this to you. I remain absolutely steadfast to the initial commitment and the idea and the picture that was painted prior to Shane Gibson dabbling his hands, his political hands, mischievously in this water that was already clear. We could see straight to the bottom of this water. This was clear as crystal. This was clear for me. I could have seen to the bottom of this. And the reason I could have seen to the bottom of this water is because I've already listened to Fred Mitchell, his pronouncements weeks before. I listened to the course of his introspection. I listened to his assessment and analysis of today's politics and the necessity for change and growth and development and an opportunity for the next generation to be placed strategically in position. And I coupled that with the fact that Fred Mitchell did not say that he was going to vie for leadership position yet. The only person at that time that came forward and said that I'll be contesting a seat for chairmanship was Robin Lyons. Someone talk to me. Lines open. If you want to do that, just you hit me up now. Let's do it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Somebody already text me with a level of indecency enshrined in the text. I'm not going to fight them. Let's read the thing. So it says, Howard, all that clapping means nothing. Let us not forget that the Bahamian people did the same thing to Branville McCartney. This is a lot. This is a lot. So I'm watching the thing. Let's do this. Let's go back to what I was saying to you. I listened to Fred. Watching Fred didn't come to the forefront to say that he's vying for chairman position. Watching Robin Lyons in her particular posture and position saying that she's going for chairman. Listening to the support that that accompanied Robin Lyons and saying that how she was always there when Fred was traveling, what she's done since 2017, how she has been a part and intricately involved. She made herself, fastened herself to this position and post and how she can do this so well. This is what happened in the onset. Whilst Fred Mitchell placed his emphasis and energy on being able to deflect what was happening in West Grand Bahama and Shane Gibson going ahead of everyone, right? He was the proverbial John the Baptist. Right after Obadiah Wolscombe had passed away, they said to me that Shane Gibson had already sent some feelers out and some persons was in West Grand Bahama waiting to support Shane Gibson. I thought this was peculiar. Then we saw everything coming in the newspaper between Shane Gibson the pronouncements, rather, of an unofficial capacity from the chairman of the organization indicating that only aspirants should be able to do this. And almost without saying, really trying to isolate and box Shane Gibson out. And so I say, okay, he's placing a lot of emphasis on this. And he ain't saying nothing but over here yet for the convention. I say, I think Robin get this. This is going to be a new day in the PLP for sure. This is only what Howard's seeing. This is based upon the crystal clear water. Now, after Shane has been boxed out, the door closed, and like I told you, I believe he got a call from his advisor extraordinaire. And the advisor extraordinaire said, Bala, let this one go. These are calls that I know. Let this one go. Let them have this one. This is what we're going to do, whatever the course of action was. I told you, everyone in media started to, well, not media, everyone socially started to have this kind of a posture and say, well, Shane Gibson should run for chairman. He allowed that bug to get in his ear and put his name forward. He pulled back, but then he murkied that crystal clear water. He murkied that water by being able to put his name in for chairman. That water instantly touched the bottom. Bam, the sand. We couldn't see nothing in the thing. I said, oh, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen now. I say, I expect him to pull back or Robin to pull back. He pulled back. I say, okay, is this crystal? Is it coming back clear? But then he did something even deeper in indecency, in my view, from a political standpoint. He supported the candidate. Now watch me. The party didn't support him, but he supported the candidate that had the potential to actually be a chairman. He said, I support Robin Knights. Yesterday, I said, my God, this is too much. The prime minister says, I do not support you, Robin. I support Fred. Very clear. In fact, listen, he shaved that and tried to put flowers on that. It was very clear, right down the middle. And I say, Robin Lyon's still going? What's happening? And today we see a plot twist. You got to keep the plot twist up, man. We can keep this. Okay, one more time. Hold on. Boom. You got to let him know. You got to let him know. Today we see a plot twist. Now, the question I have is whether or not Lady Pinling has the political, collateral, infrastructural, organizational influence to instantly change the course of what's happening on the floor in the convention. Absolutely bananas. The things happening today. Guys, give me a call. The lines are wide open. Be a part of the conversation. Let me take this first telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Call on the line with us live.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Oh, I'm always up listening to your show.
I appreciate you, man.
I was listening to your show. I'm just saying that's a minute ago. Mm-hmm. With Lady Penland. Do you remember? I think there's a comeback with Lady Penland. With Robin, making sure Robin wins it, because you remember the vibe that was going on at the graveyard.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. That's what I said. Yeah.
Okay, so that she haven't forgot that. Oh, she felt that Fred Mitchell during that time disrespect her.
Mm-hmm.
And that disrespect. I don't think Lady Penland forgot that. I think she want to make sure Mr. Mitchell get beat. I know he's not gonna get beat because he got good support. He got my support. He got so many people's support. But she wanted to make sure Robin win. And if Robin win, it's because of Lady Penland.
Wow.
And the question is how powerful Lady Penland is still in the PLP.
That's what I'm interested in seeing.
That's what you have to look at. We all have to look at that. So,
wow.
With Beta Brett, I can't wait till 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
Mother sick. Isn't this exciting today? Thank you. I appreciate your call,
man.
I appreciate your call, man.
I had to call you, man. I wonder if how it look at it that way.
That's what I said. I am so interested to see what's going to happen today in there. I got more telephone calls on the line.
I must say, in closing,
yeah, go ahead.
Do your homework.
Yeah, well, I'm watching this.
All right. Have a good day.
I appreciate you, my brother. I'm watching this. Let's go to Sparky. Sparky, you just call the telephone and then you can cuss me. Go to Sparky. This Sparky.
Good morning.
See that? You soon as you pick up the telephone, you text me the same time and tell me I talk too much. Go on, talk to me, Sparky.
You know, you don't tell us. You don't give out the numbers about three times.
Go ahead.
You don't tell us, call you about three times. And then you go on in the dialogue, but anyway, that's your show.
Go ahead, Sparky.
But, well, you know, I've been getting my WhatsApp been buzzing from 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I know your WhatsApp.
I tell you.
I've been sending you all kind of things.
I'm telling you.
I mean, from 2 o'clock in the morning, everything buzzing. Then around about 4 o'clock, Mr. Mitchell and a lot of people, you'll be surprised, in my group would be called the Master's Best.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning, Mr. Mitchell is sending out his thing to the leader of the chairman of the FNM, Dr. Dwayne Sands.
Yes.
And then he'll bring in his thing. But this morning, he was telling Dr. Dwayne Sands to shut his bloody mouth. And don't mind affairs, the business of the PLP. And then he goes into, I heard him this morning begging for people to please vote for me. Vote for me. The word was me, me, me. All through in the speech was me, me, me.
You doing about, you say begging?
And then I see the upcoming business lines walking into the hall. And a lot of people, but some junkaloo group. They had a whole junkaloo group down there.
Mm-mm.
And everybody dressed in yellow or gold. And then Ms. Lyons coming to with Ms. Penland. Now, the funniest thing is when they interviewed Ms. Penland, I saw the ZNS mic go up in front of her mouth. And she was telling some lady, don't let her have to come out at them today. Do what they got to do. And then she told the reporter, say, are you supporting Ms. Lyons today? And Miss Pendleton, the only thing she answered was, I'm voting for the women them.
Jesus.
Now, that scared me. Then she said, the women them. Because I only know one woman in the race. Who is the women them? She says she is responsible.
Sparky, Sparky, you know, as a conspiracy theorist from a political standpoint.
Too.
Now, if you say that to me, Sparky, because I listened to the interview and you see her walking in.
I got it live.
Now watch me, Sparky. I am a conspiracy theorist when it comes to politics. Now, if she say the women them, this woman know the English language very well.
Uh-huh.
And she know them. Women. Them is plural. That's more than one.
Yes,
now, if it's only one singular woman in this race, because this is only really the real race right here. Everything else is just, you know, can deal with that.
Everything else is just formality.
Yeah, that's only formality. We can deal with that.
Just for this
this the real race right here. And if she voting for the women, them, if there is a transition today, is she saying to us that there may be a transition in the party? Talk to me.
Well, I can tell you one thing before I go now. You can figure this out. That's a joke. You remember the hobby horsehole truck used to be right there across the road from the hotel, right?
Mm-hmm. The Abaco used to be all the time. Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Hobby horsehole truck open today. Big race. And somebody got big fight in Bantown, but the big fight moved to Cable Beach. And I believe it's a big fight down there. Somebody gonna knock Mary right down. Have a good day.
I appreciate you, my brother. I got to take this commercial break, but I want you to know something. I don't want you to call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Ladies and gentlemen, The Foundation with Howard Grant. Take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
More a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, foot soles and beer. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion.
If you're looking for a burger that is 100% flame-grilled beef and comes with all the fixings you love, nothing beats the classic Whopper from BK. So, how do you make this classic flame-grilled Whopper from Burger King better?
You double it!
With double the cheese and double the bacon, this sandwich can fill any appetite. Introducing the Double Whopper from Burger King that is so big and delicious that the only way to make it better is to make it a combo. Try the new Double Whopper at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Chenet's Chesapeake Road Christmas Wonderland is open under the Big Tent. Get your Christmas trees in pink, frosted, green, or white in a variety of sizes. Musical Christmas LED and laser lights. A large variety of tree ornaments. Lighted angels and Santa tree toppers. Bright and lively colored Christmas balls in all sizes. Garlands, wreaths, tree skirts, stockings, and lots more. Add flowers, picks, and decorative mesh to brighten up your home or office this holiday season. And don't forget the toys at Chenet's Chesapeake Road. Check our selections online at www.chenet's.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready? Listen to me. Politically, y'all got me hyped. I feel like, you know, somebody gave me one card. Let me see if I can vote too. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. The PLP voting is getting underway today. We are 12 days away from the next by-election that will make a determination not only for the candidate and the political organization that West Grand Bahama and Bimini has chosen, but quite possibly the direction that the people of this country have chosen for 2026. You're going to do the lines are wide open, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, anywhere. You can also text me, 422-4796. We're live and in full effect. I think I got a caller on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, caller? Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Also, I can't hear you on the phone. Hey, Howard.
I can hear you.
Howard, I can hear you on the TV in the room there, but I can't hear you on the phone.
Oh, I know.
Howard.
Hey, go ahead.
Let's try this then, Howard. Give me a second. Let me talk quick.
Go ahead.
Howard, I was listening to you from the leadership race, start with the chairmanship. And there's so much associated. But let me just talk for me. I can't speak for too much people, but I guess they'd like to tell you that, too. Was disagreeing with what you were saying and stuff like that. It's like some people were just listening to one side. And I guess because the leadership was saying one thing, people would guess, well, it only could go one way. Now, I would like to rejoice because Lady Pillen walked with the incoming chairman, right? My opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's too early to rejoice.
You got hours.
To jump up.
You got
although
hours.
I'm a little happy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the song you played just now, America, we need a miracle to fight against the forces of control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the leadership is about in this party today. Gray mm-hmm. Davis and Fred Mitchell. God willing, Fred Mitchell will be beat. I want you to know something to know. If it was possible, politically, we would have taken Brave Davis out as the leader right now, but it doesn't make too much sense. And the PLP is in government. This is a chance for Brave Davis to get it right and treat PLPs and treat the average person in this country more better than they've been doing.
Mm.
They talk about the by-election over there in West, and look at all the things they need to do. They wasn't doing it for the last 2 years. Obie Wilson was crying out for things to be done for the people. I could believe if Obie Wilson was alive that he might have run for something, some kind of office deputy or something this time around. But to be honest with you, as a PLP disgruntled supporter, who else this New Day government to be in power for Brave David to be prime minister? Fred Mitchell as a chairman, his actions, him as a person is decent, right? But you always use the word decent.
Mm-hmm.
And you might call this bananas, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Fred Mitchell's action was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the deputy running against him, a lot of people can't speak their mind and come out and say things to them and stuff like that. You will hear more independent mind people coming out and talking. It's like these people have hostage the party. When I say these people, I mean Brave Davis and Fred Mitchell. We didn't expect this with Brave Davis. Now, Fred Mitchell, I don't know if he ran for chairmanship before, but I know people like Bradley Roberts were still alive. He couldn't be doing these things what he's doing in the party. All kind of different rules and restrictions, and you might say he get the power to do it. But the bottom line is there is a problem in the party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And mm-hmm. Shane Gibson the other day when he come, people was happy he come. He ain't come because Robert Lyons ain't running because he just won't run. We have a problem. PLPs can't even speak their mind. Mm-hmm. This foolishness with Bannon with Brave Davis. If we ever did know Brave Davis was about this kind of person politically, we'd have never give him a chance in spite of all the good things he's been doing for me, Sparky, for me, and many others.
Mm-hmm.
This is not right, and that's why you have a person like his deputy, the chairman, running against him, Lady Pillen coming out. A lot of them that won't come out, all the Perry Chris, sorry, the Right Honorable Perry Christie and all of them. I guess that's what the John Canoe was all about. But Fred Mitchell got to go. When people say Brave got to go, they wasn't joking. You think that was a game? And although people them have the video say $100 later, the woman say something else. You see, if these delegates don't deal with Fred Mitchell today, God willing,
mm-hmm.
and they don't deal with it before another general election because they might have a convention again, the PLP sure they gone.
Mm-hmm.
The PLP will be sure they gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God willing, hopefully, We hope this be a miracle, like the song you play again. Play the song again when you get a chance.
I can play the song again.
A miracle.
I can play the song again. Let me get on. I can play it again.
The word evil, but let me just use the word control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Brave Davis as the leader and Fred Mitchell is all about. Fred Mitchell them think they own this party, horses the party, hijack the party. So we trying to take it back for the people.
My God.
That's what it's all about. That's why Lady Pinlin the other day.
I appreciate you, Papa.
Laura Williams do the video yesterday or a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised for all the Glennis and them working for the woman, the women them.
It sound like
thanks for time, Howard.
I appreciate you. It sounds like a conspiracy. If Dame Margaret Pendlin is going to take this kind of a posture and say she's voting for the women them, and we only can see one woman, then the only question I have is who else the women them behind her? Who else behind her? What is going on? It heavy. It is, Papa. I will use it. Watch me. I normally reserve this sort of a spare, this particular type with this exclamation. I normally reserve this for something more significant and grandiose, but I got to use it now. This is bananas. I just got to use it. I got to say that. This is bananas. Ladies and gentlemen, please give me a call, 422-4796. That's a text. You know the numbers. Please be a part of it. So let me read this text. It says, "Blessing Howard, you start off hot, hot, hot today. Please read my whole text, please." Now, Howard, LOL. Senator Robin Lyons needs to thank Papa, the blind one from Nassau Village. Plus, she needs to pay him a little consultancy fee for Papa consulting, consistently saying that Senator Robin Lyons needs to hook up and reinforce herself with Dame Margaret, Lady Pinlin, and some other key players. Papa was relentless. Calling every radio show with this message. Also, Howard, please read my text before this one. I didn't see no text before this one. Send it again. I didn't see. This is only text that's come through, right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is crazy. This is crazy. But here's my number. And call is too much today. Y'all got me excited. I think I was getting excited for politics. Let's get excited. This is the thing. This is me. This is my Super Bowl. This ain't really the Super Bowl. This may be the Orange Bowl today, right? This may be the Orange Bowl, right? Maybe the U.S. Open. I don't know, right? But we know that we're preparing for the Super Bowl. We know that we're preparing for the grandstand and making a determination as to whether or not the PLP is going to be able to have all its players healthy and prepared for the Super Bowl. This is what this is about today. Let me take a telephone call. Call him. You're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
How you doing?
I good. What's happening?
You talking about the convention today, and that's it?
Yeah. No. We can talk about the convention. We can talk about West Grand Bahama.
Hello?
Yeah, no. What you want to talk about?
Howard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listen in.
Hello?
You can't hear me? What happened? Why y'all can't hear me? I can hear you. You can hear? Call back. I could hear you, but I don't know why you can't hear me. I could hear you very clear, right? I could hear everybody very clear. So make sure you guys call back. Maybe that, I don't know what this number is that you called on. Try another number. Maybe this, the particular number is giving you a hard time. Let me give you the number. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or 300-5720. Go ahead. Let me see if you can hear me. You can hear me now? Hello? Y'all can't hear me. Use one of the other numbers. If you're using whatever this number is you're using, try one of the other numbers. This is Howard. You was kill me. Your show is give me life. I love your show. I thank you so very kindly, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all politics is give me life. Y'all has get me hype. I go home talk with this all day. My wife said, my God, you can't shut up just a little bit. And you were talk with more politics. She rolled her eyes. She was having it. I said, baby, this is crazy. This is crazy. What is going on in this country? Next telephone call. Caller, on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Howard.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Howard.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm calling about, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about the convention. I want to talk about what's going on with this petty gentleman, the chairman from Suez, Warren Suez.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about that?
I don't want to opine too heavy. Now, you know that this is in courts. Now, we could deal with what in the paper. They're still in court, so we could deal with what in the paper.
can't hear you on my phone. What you say?
I said we could deal with what on in the paper, but I don't want to go too deep into aspect. I can't hit the conspiracy theory in this. Go ahead.
I'm not going to go too deep in it, right?
Go ahead.
But just reading the Raphael Guardian this morning,
mm-hmm.
I'm going through the paper, and I saw what Jan Dean is right, right?
Mm-hmm.
When ministers get up and speak about us being corrupt,
mm-hmm.
you know, we might have gotten upset over that, but that's the God's truth, you know.
Mm-hmm. You mean us? You, when he was talking to France?
Corrupt, wicked, disgusting, cheating. I can't even describe words, okay? Come on now, you got a former chairman on trial for stealing, and you in there, and you went in there and doing the same thing?
There's allegations now, we're getting too deep.
What in the hell are they dealing with? They're talking about a small contract of $30,000, didn't even reach my desk?
There's a lot.
Give it to her, but don't let me know about it.
There's a lot. I ain't getting too deep with this today. Not today. Let's be decent. It's still in there. We are not the jury, and we don't want to bias the case. You know that certain parties will definitely be able to go back and say this and this and this and this and bring the recording of the show. Let's be decent. Now, I won't go back to your former position. I won't touch this for 2 seconds, then I can take a break. When Minnis started to opine about our posture and position and the corruption that exists in the country, I thought it would have been a good place to be able to do sort of introspection and an analysis to change this. Because of the rhythm of how we do things in this country, we only believe that we could fix things from a tangible standpoint. While a lot of persons move towards, I want to be a therapist, I want to be a psychologist, I want to be able to do these particular things, there aren't enough people. And those who are in certain positions and strategic positions throughout the length and breadth of the country, whether that be in public setting or private setting, have their plates full with pent-up anger, emotion, and indifference that exist in this country. The conditioning of our country has placed a great deal of people into this belief, especially when it was introduced by former Prime Minister Perry Christie. It's something happens when leadership proclaims some of the sentiments that we've been carrying in our hearts, in our bellies for a long time. When former Prime Minister Christie started to say, it is what it is, that shifted the narrative of the country. That it is what it is, that posture and his position is that what can we possibly do about it? Him, from the pinnacle of his position, speaking to the people of the country, indicating that there is nothing that he can do with it, as he surmised this phrase, it is what it is, has placed all of us in a position of surrender. When Minna said what he's done, it placed another set of us in a position of surrender. I can't tell you that I disagree with what Minna said. Nor can I tell you that I disagree with what Christie says. But I do believe that especially men in their power in their position could be able to shift it. This is perceived as corruption. And we know that this level of corruption exists within many, many level of perceived corruption, exists within many, many subsectors of government, if not all. Some of us called it lunch money. We've made modifications over the years that you got that little thing, you got something. Whether or not you want to be able to, depending on the industry you're in, if you're in construction, you got shingles, talk to me, I just want to be decent. And we've come to expect this. And some of us gasp, oh, when we see it written in black and white. But you know it exists in the shadows. Only people who could change this is us. And sometimes it may just take a miracle. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk,
quality.
This Christmas, Wendy's and Coca-Cola are back with $40,000 in cash and prizes for you. Enter to win your share of $40,000 in cash every week. There are two ways to enter after you purchase.
Cash! Give me that cash!
First, fill out your receipt, including the skill questions. Then scan your QR code at the register to upload it. Or visit Wendy's Bahamas Facebook page, like the Enter to Win link, and upload your receipt. Simple as that.
Come and get your money.
My money, ha, ha.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
With me, I want to know.
Are you ready for a miracle?
Yeah. I want to know.
Are you ready for a miracle?
Yes. Are you ready?
Ready.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. Get your calls in right now, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796, live and in full effect. We're chopping the thing down today. This ain't laid back. I am straight up. I'm sitting straight up, alert, and here for the entire thing today. Let me take the telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey. Tell the callers them when they're calling in to just turn the radio down a little bit and tell the problem be solved so they can be able to dialogue with you better. Any information, you have any information there on the program, excuse me, the program for the night, or how much delegates they're able to vote?
No, nobody send that to me. Somebody send that to me, please. Somebody send that to me,
8270111.
Send
it to you.
Yeah, send it to me.
Someone is going to send it to you now, then, I guess.
Yeah, if they send it to me,
I'll read it. Tell them to turn the radio down a little bit so they can hear themselves while they talk to you.
Okay, I'll do that. All right, thank you. Thank you, Papa. Somebody please send it to me. I got a couple of texts it's in here, but someone please send that to me. Let me see if I can say that. Okay, I don't know what that is. I can listen to it on the break. Speaking to Dame Penlin and Robin, check this. Okay, so I can listen to these things on the break. You're sending me some stuff, but I can't listen to it on the air. Let's see. Howard, stop paying Sparky to call your show. I don't pay Sparky to show. I assure you, I do not pay Sparky to call my show. I don't have enough money to do that. Let me take this next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Just turn your radio down. Go ahead.
I was a little concerned about that process when you want to become a candidate in the party. I think they say the aspirants committee.
You got to turn your radio down.
You know what
and
I mean?
Just,
what they just call it.
Yeah. You got to turn your radio down and listen to me. Call me back 1 o'clock. Call me back 1 o'clock because I listen in to me whilst you listen in to me and everybody listening to us say the same thing three times. Give me a call at 1 o'clock. Turn your radios down when we can be able to do this. This is absolutely bananas today. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about these things. And I dare say, I'm not going to be as optimistic as I am with politics anymore. I can't. I'm hopeful, but I don't know whether or not I can be able to kind of shuffle all my cards and the chips on the table with optimism. I don't know if I can do that because many a times I've been deflated by thinking that the electorate would take a particular course, and you just don't. You just don't. You just don't. I don't know if it's been the introduction of a couple dollars in your pocket, allegedly, of course, right? I don't know if this is the introduction of a promise that has been made to you that if you do this, we'll give you that. I don't know whether or not this is the beverages that you consume relentlessly, that the free bars, you know, across the country, that gives you this sort of an intoxication and makes you forget about the sobriety of making the right choice. I don't know what it is. But my optimism has been chipped, shaved, eroded over the years as it relates to the rhythm of politics in this country. And I have no expectation that you are willing to step off the course. Yesterday we had a very clear conversation. There is no democracy here. There is only a better strategy approach and utilizing certain political collateral to get to your objective. I got a call last week when we were having a conversation with John Sanders to say that Hubert Ingraham's position at the very last moment showed up on the stage for the Free National Movement, and his political collateral shifted a great deal of people's minds because he still carried that bag of trust with him. He still got that. He still got a weighty bag of political trust throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamian diaspora. I don't care if you use FNM or PLP, you believe Ingraham when he says certain things. You believe that. You believe that. You don't believe that he's jiving you. You don't believe that this is fluff. You don't believe that this is just something that he says. He ain't trying to inspire you or motivate you for nothing. He ain't trying to be able to rally up your emotions. He just tell you like it is. And as a result of this bag, this political bag of trust, he showed up on the stage and shifted the entire course of what was happening for the Free National Movement. And then I get a call to say that that was by design. I don't know what to believe with y'all no more. I don't. So all I do, instead of asking your opinion, which is going to be jaded by your position, your proximity, and what you can get, I'm talking about, you know, personal persons who I know within these organizations, I start to just do the math. Just do the math and contrast the numbers that I see. This is an algebraic equation. Contrast the numbers that existed in yesteryear's political race to the numbers that we're picking up today and make a determination of what the outcome going to be. When we get back, let's talk about this a little bit more and the spirit of decency in order to put everything on the table to talk about whether or not this country is going to move towards a true sense of growth and development for what's best for us now and in the future. Take a quick commercial break and be right back on The Foundation after this.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. The foundation on a Friday. Bananas. The thing is getting exciting, guys. I'm so happy to be in your company today. If you want to be a part of the conversation, please do so. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. I know. You are not used to my approach, which is unique, it's peculiar, it's different. I don't know if it's indifferent. I think it's different. I possess my own herbs and spices. I really do. And I can't make no apologies about it. This is who I am. I don't necessarily see things the same way that you see it. I may agree with the base sentiment that there is corruption that's running rampant up and down through the body politics, through government, through our private sector, through churches. And maybe I take Wayne Monroe's posture and position on it. It may not necessarily be a lot of these things. It may not all, let's be decent, right? A lot of these things may not necessarily be illegal. But the one thing that has been pushed aside, rejected, if it's not on books, if it doesn't speak with clarity, the line that draws between legal and illegal, there's never a mention about morality. Now, for Howard Grant, there has been some glimmers of political, professional, private, social, organizational morality that's been displaced, that's been peppered throughout the course of history, right? It's been peppered, kind of sprinkled in there. And we have little examples here and there that we could be able to identify as a precedent that's been set. For the most part, I want to be able to talk about Hubert Ingraham. Now, I keep trying to tell y'all that Hubert Ingraham, and I think there's a strong argument that indicates that Hubert Ingraham, because when I spoke with Shivago Lang on Friday, this is before he came on the show on Monday, when I had an opportunity to be able to speak with Shivago Lang on Friday, I gathered and surmised that when I indicated that there was no creativity, that the FNM historically has only been two steps behind the PLP, even their formation, even their approach, even to be able to identify leadership from the POP to fortify and push their party along, that there was no creativity. And, you know, me and him could argue this all day, right? But I did deeper introspection. I say, what would provoke Shivago to have this conversation? I really go deep in my head. I really do. And then I thought about it. The last time we would have seen creativity from the FNM was introduced to us by a former PLP, now FNM leader. The last time we would have seen innovation in the Free National Movement, specifically, we're not talking about managerial responsibility, glorified managerial responsibility wrapped in the cloak of vision. We're not talking about that. We're talking about real creativity and vision for a new day, right? Or at that particular time, a government in the sunshine that spoke to transparency would have been under Hubert Alexander Ingraham, opening up the radio waves, creative, cutting edge, right? The land reform bill that a lot of us continue to be able to grapple with and say that wasn't a good idea, because the cost of living and the way that we can be able to acquire something, a great deal of us who straddle that poverty line are still kind of be able to deal with, right? The last time we've seen creativity, innovation, and a true sense of growth spark in this country was under the rulership and leadership of Hubert Alexander Ingraham. Now, there can be an argument placed on the table that indicates that the entire world was seeing economic and global progression during this time. The entire world.
the reason why a lot of people even looked past what Bill Clinton was doing and the allegation with Monica Lewinsky and him being able to say, anyway, we don't got to get into that, is because America was on an upward trajectory. There was the introduction of technology, new technology. If you go back and look at this time, you would see the introduction of the computer, the IBM computer, Bill Gates, the introduction of these particular things, the internet, so forth and so on. This was a technological revolution that was going to change the course, infrastructurally and otherwise, of America. And whilst this was a significant issue, they didn't treat him like Watergate. They dealt with this accordingly. And he still retains his posture socially. He still retains his position and acknowledgement. So much so that the DNC in the United States of America has still acknowledged him and even given his wife. They haven't expelled him entirely. The world was on an upward trajectory. Hubert Ingraham existed in this time. During Lyndon Pinlin's era, the world was on a transitional era. The world, the entire world, from the farthest corners to the biggest economic powers, the entire world was transitioning and preparing for something new. So whether or not you'd like to put this vision and creativity all on the shoulders of one man, one government, or whether you'd say that this is a time that the country was in, I thought about this. And I said, Hubert Ingraham was definitely a man that had the foresight and had the courage to be able to utilize strong people around him without fear. But in 2007, that changed. In 2007, it was a desire to be able to solidify a legacy. In 2007, the entire thing changed. And he didn't do what he did in 92. He didn't take the course of being able to create a space of the intangibles, like opening up the airways. He dealt with something that was familiar, that's something that was tangible, that's something that was absolutely irrefutable, and dealt with the roots. It was not as innovative as what we saw in 1992, but it was innovation, and it was a necessity. And this is true leadership. So the argument can be placed on the table that Hubert Ingraham may have been this country's best prime minister ever. Whilst we continue to acknowledge the forerunner, even John the Baptist said there was a greater one that's coming behind me. Come on, I just get preachy very quickly with you. Very quickly, I just get preachy with you. Talk to me. And there can be an argument that Hubert Ingraham, from an economic standpoint, from an innovative standpoint, from identifying strengths, from being able to really reform an organization and provide them opportunity to be able to step into a new era after almost 25 years of rulership and leadership into a totalitarian government consumed with themselves and get them out and give true liberty, a government, it could be an argument that Hubert Ingraham is the best prime minister this country ever seen. You can put that on the table. But that don't make him my favorite. My favorite, I believe that leadership still should be able to invoke some sense of motivation. I believe that leadership has a responsibility while simultaneously executing their administrative duties and responsibilities, provide you and invoke something deep, that water that exists in you, that stagnant water that exists with your purpose wrapped in your DNA. Someone should trouble that. The closest for me, my favorite prime minister, though I never vote for him, is Perry Christie. Now, don't fight me. My God, don't fight me. I could have my choice. Some of y'all are here screaming Brave Davis right now. And some people continue to tell me quietly, Hubert Menace. They whisper into me. But you get to choose. And as we choose these things, there's one thing that none of these men dealt with head on. They continue to avert their eyes, is the corruption that exists in this country. Actual, perceived, alleged and otherwise. And as a result of allowing this spark to get the fire going, this ember, allowing that to exist, especially within the dry bushels of our community, economically and otherwise, allowing this ember to exist has caused billows of smoke to rain down on every subsector and segment of our economy. So much so, you can't even see your hand to know right from wrong. And all you could hear in the distance is my favorite prime minister saying it is what it is. It is all wrong. And there needs to come a time where leadership recognizes that we have to lead with motivation, with inspiration. We have to invoke something deeper in people to make them to understand that there you've been called for more. I don't care where you come from. You're here. And you must participate in something greater. That's all this is. No leader has done that. None. Perry Christie came the closest for me. When you look back at Martin Luther King, when you look back at Fred Hammond, when you look back at Jesse Jackson, when you look back at Al Sharpton, when you look back at any of these leaders, potential leaders with the desire to be able to step into position, they had to motivate your spirit to activate your feet. Leadership needs to do that. They have yet to do that now. It's time for us to make this thing happen. The line's open. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I good, man. What's up? Turn your radio down.
All right. There's only one measure of leadership, you know. Replication. That's the thing that separates everybody from anybody.
Application?
Replication.
Replication, to duplicate, to do again, so somebody else follows you.
No. Mm-hmm. Not that. To replicate in others.
Oh, but so mentorship.
So that is the issue.
Okay.
Now, Building, Christy, Mr. Minister, They all failed in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
The only true leader up to now, as far as I'm concerned, was Ingram.
But who did, now, who replicate? Who Ingram replicate? Who was who was the person that came that Ingram?
The depth of the bench in the FNM is deeper than the depth of any political body.
Hold on. If I use your formula.
Yeah.
If I use your formula. This is your formula now. You put it on the radio. If I use your formula, the best prime minister, if it's only for the purposes of replication, would be Lyndon Pinling. Because we would have seen an Obi Bushkin. We would have seen a Fred Mitchell. We would have seen a Perry Christie. We would have seen an Ingram.
Howard.
Go ahead.
What does the evidence suggest? We are talking about people who are able to lead and able to lead themselves and then lead the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about folks who can speak well, who have a command of the English language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that was so, Ingram would be disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But also, when the Ingram cabinet came in 92, it drew from both parties.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now, that's something you will never find the PLP doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then, also, in terms of the reformation of our technology and how we do business in this country, those are all FNM stuff. Okay? I always laugh the last election. When the PLP came in, right, they spent almost a year opening stuff. They spent almost a year just opening stuff, soft openings, all kind of stuff. Okay? But I believe, that mixture of the disgruntled TLTs and the F&M and the business savvy of the guys on the Eastern Road. Mm-hmm. They gave us some stuff that we could have built a foundation on. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, road traffic, licensing, you know, the ease of doing, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
No, I will always see Ingram as the best prime minister. But mm-hmm. now, in terms of the best prime minister, we never had.
Mm-hmm.
I see Cecil was this year.
Mm.
Okay, I mean, Stephen Dillard and Uriah Murphy, you know, air-conditioned schools in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he was way ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. No, but you know, I will try to understand your arguments.
I appreciate you, though. I appreciate you calling in. I like this. I like conversation like this. Thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be a part of the conversation. I don't know. I just want to be able to talk about our country like this. I feel like the more I break past the wall, that you have sensitivity, for the most part, I think many of us, if not all, has sensitivity and empathy, right? Not sympathy. Empathy for politics and empathy for how politics is done. You have that outside in the outer courts, walled off, and it doesn't enter the sensibility of what should happen, right, in politics, whether that's from a traditional standpoint, whether that is from a theoretical standpoint. Your sensibility and the empathy for politics, y'all don't let that thing mix. And I feel like I have to chip that wall down. I feel like we have to. Because you start off with, when you assess a politician, you start off with a moral compass. And then after a politician gets in, you throw the compass away and expect them to adhere to rules and regulations that govern, not constitutionally your organization, but the tradition that governs the organization. You know that this is what we do. We expect you to do what we just do. All this is just bananas to me. And I keep fighting with myself. And I prayed about this so much. Ooh, y'all have no idea. Because I want to serve more. I want to serve at a higher capacity in this country. And I guess I'm like, whether it be Tennille Burrows, whether it be like Lincoln Bain, whether it be Kingsley Ricardo, or Daquan, I'm like all of these people. I'm like Gerard. I'm like so many people. So many people in this country. John Boswick. I'm like Renard Henfield. I want to give of myself. I want to give of my service. I want to prove to you and show you that I have what it takes to serve in this country. I want to. I want to. Many people can say that. I want to do it. But I keep wrestling with myself with it because I do not want to fall in the trap of corruption. I do not want. I don't want a Negro to call me a thief. Oh, Jesus, I won't fight. I don't want nobody give speculation about my good, decent name. One time I was talking to my daddy, and I felt like he didn't do something right. This is me. I felt like he didn't do something right. Right? And I said to him, I said, this is bananas to me that you would do something like this. This was years ago, years and years ago. I said, this is bananas to me that you would do something like this. I'm doing everything. This is the name that you gave me. This is your name. And I'm doing everything to dig diamonds out of what you've given me to make you proud, to make me proud, and most importantly, to make God proud. That my existence would mean more than this. And you did this. Whatever the thing was, me and him was dealing with it. Right? And my name, more than a casual approach and the rhythm that exists in our society, is what I have. I don't want teeth from you. I don't want nothing from you. I want to work for what I have, and I want my work to speak for me. And so I keep fighting with myself as to whether or not I should give this work to political organizations so they could damage my name and prop themselves up on my back and on my shoulders to get to their objective and throw me out like a tissue. and disregard me or discard me entirely. I've had a taste of that and it doesn't feel well. But I look at politics. I look at the men and women in politics, the ones that you choose, the ones that you call, the ones that you support, the ones that you put finances behind, the ones that come from nothing and not ashamed about it, the ones that went to college and come back with a college degree, but been asking people to be able to write this essay for me, do this for me, do that for me, and they come back dumber than they leave. Man, come on, man, talk to me. I can't even get no amen. Jesus, you need to stop it. You know it's the truth. I was in college writing people essay for $40. You know, I come on, man, talk to me. It's the truth. It's the truth. Howard, can you do this for me, please? I said, the teacher's going to know that's me. The teacher knows my language, the way that I speak. Howard, I can give you $50. Well, let me just write it for you. It's only 1,500 words. I can do that. So you go off and you could present to us that you get your college degree. But you more dumb when you come back than when you leave. You ain't learned nothing. And political organizations, they fortify their efforts to support you. And when you get into the House of Assembly, flat, bland, vanilla, nothing to say. All of this is bananas to me. So I fight with it. Should I? Or should I feel like Romeo and Juliet? I feel like this is a Shakespearean play. Huh? Should I? I try to figure this out and I leave it alone. And with patience, I say to myself, wait on the Lord. I know everybody says that. But this is my application. There are so many of us in this country who want to yield and give our service, but are afraid to be contaminated by the corruption, the perceived corruption that exists politically and then spills into our government sector. The stench rises high to the nostril of God. My God. And those of us who have any shred, any moral of decency that smells this stench says we don't want nothing to do with that dead thing. So we're looking for a miracle. We're looking for renewal. We're looking for revival. We're looking for restoration. We're looking for rejuvenation. We're looking for realignment. We're looking for purpose. We're looking for a call. So we look you in your eye. And hope to God that you ain't a thief. We're having problems in this country, ladies and gentlemen. I won't say that. Guys, give me a text. Give me a call. We're having problems in this country. We're having major problems in this country with us deciding which is the best course of action for us to take. Say, boy, you sounded like menace now. Corruption all over the place. LOL. Should I not say it? Huh? Should I not say it? Do you think decency when you get into people's house? You ever been in somebody's house and it smells like a rat dead in the wall? You ever been in a store or somebody's house and you could smell like there's a dead rat in the wall? Is it only me? That we walk in here and you got to almost put your top lip to your nose to try to... Woo! But your decency wouldn't allow you to say, Jesus, what happened to you earlier? Something dead in here. That's what you're doing, and that's what happened in this country. All of us can smell this when we walk in, and we say, "You all right? You want something?" No. I good. I just eat. No. But I can sell you a plate to go. No, baby, I want that. Somebody gave me some food one time. Say, "How would I take this?" I didn't trust them. Before I reversed in that driveway, I threw all the plate in the garbage. Right. Then they give me a vitamin to go with it. They say, yeah, see, take this vitamin. I throw the vitamin out of the garbage and all. I don't trust these people. I just being straight. I just being honest with you. All us walking in here and say, what that said is, we mumbling it to our significant other. But ain't nobody can start up and say something stinking here. And the problem is your indecency said that stent can go away. You allowed a rat to die and say, well, in a couple of weeks, that should go away. That's what we're dealing with in this country. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Lines are wide open. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up on the text line, 422-4796, with this time that we have left. To talk about these things. Listen to me. I feel better. Let me tell you why. I feel better having this kind of a widespread conversation, this brush that painted all. I'm good with it. I'm good with being able to give you the hypothetical panoramic conversation as opposed to being able to zoom in and be able to talk more specifically about, let's say, Petty and Petty's daughter, or Adrian Gibson's trial. I feel better of being able to take that back, take it back a little bit, and have a panoramic conversation. And just based upon the examples that I have, maybe kneel down in the sand and start to write some things and start to talk about this, which never excludes me. Which includes me also, but have a conversation. See, America has 350-some million people. And maybe over the course of the next 10 years, you'll see 400-some million people strong. And based upon the significant influx of immigrants over the course of time, coupled with wars, rumors of wars, the greenhouse effect with rising sea levels, heat, all these things, America may have 420 million people. Their constitutional position, their independence, their strength exists for centuries. Centuries. We, 50 years old, 400,000, and a hell of a lot of smart people, could change. We can. We have the strength to change. We have every resource necessary to us to change. Right? We don't have to make modifications significantly. All we have to do is make up our mind and get leadership that speaks and troubles the water of our spirit to remind us that there is a greater purpose that we've been called to. And then to employ us. Not hire. To employ us. To create spaces for us to step into and utilize that strength, that power, that potential that exists in us. I feel like I'd be preaching to y'all, but I honest to God, this only within my heart. I don't think any of you, I think y'all think that this is just, boy, this boy good now. He good. He could talk on the radio. Good, man. He got a good. This is what I believe. You cut me. I believe this. I believe this. I believe we good. And I believe we good at it. I've already taken assessment of you. I watch y'all go to the United States of America and become executives where you was only front office agents, where you were our runners, where you was only responsible for falling towels. I watch you go into another man's system where you was dumb home. Talk to me. And afraid to tap into your potential because of how the children call you dumb when we was in school. And you shake that and gone off to the United States of America and became the cream of the crop. I know you could do it here. I know you could do it here. But you so consume with the tree that you can't see the forest. So many of us are consumed with this tree that exists right in our face. That tree of you're broke, you're black, you ain't got nothing. That's why the tree's so close to you, you can't even make it out. My God, you don't know what the tree dead close to you. All you could make out is this tree. You don't have the strength to step back and see the forest. You're broke, you're black, you better hurry up, get something for yourself. My God, time gain, you're getting old, feel your knee. You ain't feel that? You see how it pop? My God, you know arthritis coming. You better hurry up, try to get something for yourself. That ain't teeth in, everybody just do it. It is what it is. That's how close the tree is to you. And you can't take that from your face and say, man, I bigger than a service lot. Talk to me. My God, you mean to tell me I work on my whole life? And the only thing I can leave my train with is a service lot? You're bigger than that. You're bigger than that. But those of us who have a voice, use that to tell the politicians, look here, man, put three of them service lot together and get me straight, eh? This is bananas. Telephone line on the line. Telephone caller on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what you say?
You ain't gonna get no one to call on the subject, you know.
I ain't fighting them.
Huh?
I'm gonna go fight nobody.
No. You ain't gonna get no one to call on the subject.
Why?
The lack of people calling in on the subject is an indication of how big that room is.
My God.
Okay, now see, understand something. Too many persons in this country, their lifestyle is attached to their political affiliation or the public treasury. One way or the other, politics has a hand in what they're living in right now.
Mm-mm.
Now, the amount of red plates you see driving around, this is what I saw on the weekend, late model, almost new vehicles, is an indication of how deep that corruption is.
Mm.
Now, I'm not against Bahamian professionals, you know, being paid in the same manner or driving the same vehicles as their counterparts, you know, all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But are they producing what their counterparts are producing? We aren't producing anything in this country. All this energy that we have in this country, our people still act like tourists. You know, they only here for the weekend. You know, now, until we change our dynamic, where we start to produce something in this country, every household, more than 50% of the households in this country, depended on the public treasury.
They are dependent on the public treasury for everything. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to end the politics, right? And like I texted before, don't end in the politics broke. Because if you end in the politics broke, it's in the cards that you would be corrupted. Mm-hmm. You with your decent self.
And I can be corrupted?
But I love you, buddy.
You think I can be corrupted?
Listen here. See, the only thing that can stop a man from doing nonsense is that he answers to a higher power.
Okay, talk to me.
Now, if that higher power...
I like this. Me and you right here. Boom. Right here. Me and you eye to eye. I want to hear this now. Go ahead.
Okay. If that higher power is his MP or his prime minister, he is going to have a problem. If the higher power is outside of him...
My God. You're getting deep.
God, Jesus Christ...
You're getting deep.
And the person who comes in and transforms us...
You're getting deep.
Then there will be no problem.
I like this comment.
Okay?
He's a decent
but,
man.
Hey. Anyway, I will just leave this with you. There are pastors who check with their MP and their prime minister first.
I know.
Before they check with God.
I know.
Oh, good.
I know. Mommy raised no fool. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly, guys. He said he ain't gonna call because he is a part of the thing. My God. You ain't gonna call. Let me tell you something. He wrapped it up by saying, the only way that you won't be corrupted is if you answer to a higher calling. And that call, that higher position, that elevated position, cannot be your prime minister, your MP. It has to be supremacy, divinity. You have to be assured in terms of seeking ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness and everything else that you pursue will be added unto you. As a principle I have, I tell my wife this, me and her talk. She listen to me right now. I said, baby doll, you worrying about the wrong things if I can cheat on you. You worrying, but if I cheating on you, you have to worry about whether or not I'm committed to my faith. Because the human body, us, and this experience that we have means nothing. If you don't have a connection with supremacy, it's all bets off. If you don't have a supreme connection, corruption is inevitable. Indecency is inevitable. Cheating is inevitable. Immorality will be the call of the day. So the question I have is whether or not these people who call themselves Christian is only for the purposes to appease our minds. And there is no fruit thereof. Let's talk about these things. You know why? The Bahamas is one of the most beautiful places to live in the world. In 2004, I visited my cousin. I had maybe but $4,000 in my pocket, five. And then $2,000 in my shoes, $1,000 in this one, $1,000 next one. All right. Now you get on vacation, but this is one of my first trips by myself. So I go on vacation to my cousin and I rent a 300. You remember the Chrysler 300 that came out? That's the first year they came out. I couldn't stand it. Jesus, I needed one of these. But oi! We go on over here. And we're going to the gentleman's club. Talk to me. I'm going to be very clear with you and honest. No, this was in 2004. This was 2002 because I got married 2003. So the year before I got married, a couple of months, I went to my cousin. We were supposed to be able to do some things with boys. Just do. Amen. Young men. I went over there with maybe about $4,000-$5,000. I can't remember how much money I had. I know I had $2,000 in my shoe and my pockets were stuffed. Talk to me. I carried $300 in crisp $1 notes because you know I had intentions. Talk to me. Let's be very clear about this. Let's be clear. Hey, glory to God. Don't laugh at me. I'll be laughing at you. $100 notes, $300 cash money, all American, everything. Me ballin', talk to me. Fresh, clean. I lost some weight then, so I was slim. Smell good. Oh, yeah, we can have a good time. And I drive in a 300. When I get to my cousin, he had two jobs. I only had one job. He had two jobs. He was waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to Fort Myers. And then he would get off, I don't know, must have been 1 o'clock, and then come down and get another job, two jobs, and was boasting about how he makes over $1,000 a week, right? And so I'm here. I tell him, I say, boy, you better take off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever. And then I say, how much you pay for your apartment? And then he's me and him start talking, whatever, because he's excited to tell me how much money he's making. We young people now, because I was only making, what, $350, $400 at the time. He making double, almost triple that. This man balling. But Uncle Phil take more, Uncle Sam take more than almost 40, 50% of his money in pure taxes. And I say, my God, when I make my money, this mine. After I didn't spend what I got to spend on, this is mine. The Bahamas is one of the best places to live in the world. And from that time to now, I realize that I don't have to teeth nothing. I'm going to be okay. In this country, once I home, I'm going to be okay. And that's the mindset I want to carry into politics. I don't need your corrupt money. I'm going to be okay. And if more of our politicians had that mindset, we'd be all right. I'm going to be taken care of. This money got to come to me. I'm going to be okay. But you're gravelicious and your eyes are green with desire, envy, and lust. You got to have this money. Let me read a couple of these texts. So it says, good Instagram, Grant. You're correct. Mr. Ingram was the best prime minister and the Bahamas has ever had, but has fallen into the same track that Dr. Miles Monroe speaks about, in that our great leaders do not prepare for the departure of the scene of leadership, right? I agree with you. It's beyond interesting that the former PLP cabinet minister and AG is exposing the nepotism in his own party. The pot is showing that the pot is indeed black, like the kettle. This text is coming through, right? It says, Mr. Grant, you have a very high value. Most people, about 80%, are unethical. We have major problems that we must deal with. Many of our leaders all over the Bahamas are in need of deliverance from a demonic force. That's just brokenness. That's all the demonic force is. Brokenness. Ain't got no money. You just won't get out of that hole. You swear to God after you get out of this hole, God, I ain't gonna never do it no more. But it takes 21 days to make a habit, or 21 days to break a habit. And it only takes 90 days to create a new lifestyle. If you've been thiefing more than 90 days, that's your lifestyle. Or, like my daddy said about the fella, you was a born thief, which is bananas to me. It says, if you come into politics broke, there is a possibility that corruption is on the cards. Them lines can stay open, Howard, but ain't nobody can call and say, all of them in the scene on that same thing, bro. It says, preach, Howard, you are speaking truth. There are so many persons capable and willing to serve, but don't want the contamination that comes with being politically connected. I agree, that's what it is. It says, boy, you sounded like minister. Oh, it says, we read it already. It says, you clear that one up quick. You know she's listening. I cleared it up quick. I try to be decent as possible. It's just conversation. We wasn't rowing or nothing. I just was saying, these are things that are on the shoulders and the hearts of women. This is your woman. You know your woman here wants you to be able to step out. And I said, but stepping out ain't have a direct effect on you. It only speaks to the relationship that you have with supremacy, with something higher. That's why I don't understand. If you ain't got no God, you ain't believing no God, you ain't believing the Bible, I don't know why y'all is getting married. It's holy matrimony. You might as well be out here living it up. That's what you want to do. Because if this is your heaven, this earth, if the pleasures that you seek to fill your coffers with, if that's your heaven, what would you get married for? That's a whole different story. So it says, bro, what do you do to get a loan from the Bahamas Development Bank, the SBC, without all that bold skating? Why are they advertising and talking? You hit me with a lot of these BS situations. So, so this obviously, you are extremely, because you hit me with a couple of 5-pounders. This is a lot. You hit me with a couple of 5-pounders. Go on the websites, go on there in their spaces and talk about this. I talked to you about Bahamas Development Bank before. I talked to you about that before. So I haven't been back since then, right? So it says, Howard, I strongly disagree with you. Some of us can do it big at home in the Bahamas, but not all of us. Jesus went to his own, and Jesus, his very own, received him not. Some will respect prosperity and success at home in the Bahamas, and some will have it overseas. What works for one person will not always work for the next. There's a text coming through. I accept that. I'm not going to fight you. So it says, politics in the Bahamas is pathology. Okay, there we go. So let's be able to read a couple more. Do I have a text? A call on the line? Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Call you on with me live. Go ahead. I can hear everything shaking in the background. You can talk. My God, it must be pocket dialing me. You got 4 minutes. If you want to call me back, hit me back. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up or hit me on the text, 422-4796. Just a couple of things that's on the table right now. My personal phone is going crazy, so let me look at that. It's the 827 number if you guys want to be able to text me. Let me see exactly what you guys are saying here. Here we go. Okay, so I'm going to read your name. Remember the good book said, which is made crooked cannot be straight. So it says, a certain person that you spoke about was corrupt as hell. Investigate these particular entities. Howard, you're too honest. They would be scared of you. I think they are. I'm not going to fight them, though. I think they are. It says, Bahamians excel in the United States of America, but they don't have to kiss anyone's behind. I accept that. I see that. So it says, anything for politics, even if we have to use old people who may be feeble. There's a text that's coming through and they send me a picture. This is absolutely bananas. I guess it's survival of the fittest. Watch my wife kill me now. Okay, she said, I ain't got no worry. Quick maths. I love the little slim thing in the cat. I love her, baby doll. I love you as we celebrate 20 years with these thick, rich, indecent texts that you're sending me. You know your husband is an honest man. I can put it on the table. Don't fight me. My God, let me take the next telephone call before you get out of here. Call, you got 30 seconds before we get out of here. Go ahead. You call back and he say nothing again? Don't fight me. Call Monday, Godspeed. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. More and more, we're going to get deeper into it. This is him again. We'll try one more time. This is the last time. Go ahead. Caller, you got 30 seconds. 28 now. Go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Hello?
Mr. Grant.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I can hear you now. Go ahead. I can hear you just talk. Go ahead. Oh, my God. I don't know what happened to your phone. If it's your phone, if it's iPhone. But I was trying to be able to give you a chance to be able to say something. Let's try it one more time. You got 15 seconds now. Just go ahead. Let's try. I see you coming back. Go ahead. Say something. Speak quickly. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead. Just talk. Oh, God, we got to let you go. Well, so much for those efforts. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to be as decent as possible and as transparent as possible. I look forward to what's going to be happening at 5 o'clock today out of the PLP convention. I don't know whether or not that means anything. I don't know whether or not this is just another exercise in political malarkey to be able to give you the perception that there is growth and development and movement, forward movement within any political organization. I don't know. But only time will tell. Time and constant agitation holding the proverbial feet to the fire of both political organizations and any other organizations that seek to ascend to the helm, to the pinnacle, to the paramount of leadership in this country. We have a responsibility as that proverbial whale to know our strengths and no sharks. No sharks, the devil is a liar. No sharks can be able to take our strength and our power. Unify for growth, development, and purpose. Forward, upward, onward, together. That's the show today, guys. I thank you so very kindly. We're going to get back to this on Monday of next week. You have an absolutely gorgeous weekend. Enjoy yourself. Do so with decency and honor. Give your sweet thing in the can a little kiss on her neck. Tell her don't use too much glitter because you got to go home. No, just be decent. This is choking with you. Have a beautiful weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Get some conch salad for your little sweet thing. I got to do that with my wife. We're going to enjoy ourselves with The Real Betrayal. If you want to be able to go out tomorrow night, it's going to be a movie night at University of the Bahamas tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Go and check that out. Have a beautiful night, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great time. We're going to see you on Monday, God spare, right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation.